Welcome everyone to day 9 of the King is Coming Advent Devotional. I'm Miss Emily and I'm here with Mr. Sam.
Hi everyone.
Okay, so let's grab that star block and we'll get started. So today we have Miss Andrea with us again. Welcome back, Miss Andrea.
Hello everyone.
Okay, so everyone, we can grab your devotional or you can sit back and listen as Miss Andrea tells us about Elijah and the fire on the mountain.
All right, guys. So after Solomon died, God's people had a lot of other kings. Some of them listened to God and they led God's people to listen to God. And when they listened, God came back. But most of the kings were bad. They were strong and tall and brave, but they didn't listen to God. So God's people weren't listening to God either. They didn't care if God was there or not. That didn't stop God, though. He loved them the way you love your best friend, with a no matter what kind of love. So God kept reaching out to his people. He sent them special messengers called prophets. Their job was to remind God's people that the only way they could be happy was if God was with them. One of those messengers was Elijah, and God used Elijah to get everyone's attention. One day, Elijah asked the king, "Why aren't you listening to God anymore? Why are you listening to Baal, the fake god? Baal didn't rescue you from Egypt. God did. Meet me on top of the Mount Carmel tomorrow, and I'll prove it." So Elijah showed up on Mount Carmel. The king came too, along with 450 prophets of Baal. And all around the mountainside, God's people gathered around to watch. They wanted to see who was stronger, God or Baal. Who do you think was stronger? Elijah decided they would have a contest. He would put a bull on one altar, and they would put a bull on another altar. Then they would each ask their God to do a miracle, to send down fire to burn up the bull. Whoever sent fire was the real God. After all, that's how God led his people out of Egypt, with a cloud and with fire. And it's how God showed up at Solomon's temple too. The prophets of Baal went first, all 450 of them. Well, they danced around and they sang songs and they jumped up and down and they did everything they could, but there wasn't any fire. Just a bunch of guys dancing and shouting and looking silly. Elijah went next. He put water all over the altar, a lot of water, buckets of water, buckets of buckets of water, buckets of buckets of buckets of water. Everyone thought, there's no way that'll burn. Then Elijah prayed, "God, you're the same God who was with Abraham and with Isaac and with Jacob, and you should be our God too. But no one is listening. So to get everyone's attention, would you send fire on this altar?" And you know what? God did it. Like a thunderbolt from heaven, fire came down and scorched the altar, the bull, and even the water. Everyone who saw it said, "Baal isn't a real God, only God is God." What a great day. But things weren't always easy for Elijah after that. The king didn't like losing his contest on Mount Carmel, and Elijah had to run and hide in a cave. Elijah thought he was all alone in that cave, but Elijah wasn't alone. Even when Elijah was hiding, even when Elijah was in a dark, dark cave, even when Elijah was the only one on Mount Carmel who thought God would win the contest, God was with him. God was very happy with Elijah, and many years later, God decided to come down and bring Elijah up to live with him forever. That was good news for Elijah, but it reminded the rest of God's people that God wasn't always there. You see, God couldn't remain. Sin drove him away. So Elijah and God's people began to hope and pray. God, will you come back to stay?
Yeah, that's an amazing story. It's one of my favorites, just seeing how God shows himself. And God uses Elijah and other prophets to show himself to everyone. And it always surprises everyone who doesn't know who God is, and some of the people who do know who God is. So Andrea, how has How has God surprised you?
I think there's a lot of ways that, God surprises me. This story just makes me think about how whenever I have a challenge, or maybe when my friends or family members are, you know, going through something that's hard, and I pray to God and I ask Him to help us, and it's so cool to see all the different ways that He shows up and helps His people.
That's great. And then when you for everyone else, when you get a chance today, share with each other and talk to your family on just how God has surprised each one of you.
That's right. Great. Well, Andre, I'm glad you're able to join us, and everybody tuning in, thanks for joining us. And now is the time to turn the day 9 block around to reveal a fire. And then place your star block on top of the fire block. And I'm going to close in a word of prayer. God, I just thank you so much that you are the only God, that you are the most powerful and have everything under control, and that you hear us, and that, that you surprise us with your goodness and your miracles and how you work in our lives. I just thank you for loving us that much. I thank you for your plan, your big plan to bring us back to you and for us to be in your presence again. And we pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So everyone at home, join us tomorrow when we find out about a very strong, very tall, very brave king. And don't forget,
the king is coming.
Began to hope and to pray. Elijah and God's people began to hope and to pray.
This devotional is provided by the creators of Advent Blocks, or the Blockheads as they like to call themselves. You can learn more about Advent Blocks at adventblocks.com. Thanks for joining us.